Louis, what's going on, people? Welcome back to the Full Toy Podcast. It's like a hell and home with Jordo, as always. Oh, fucking hell. We're not doing another intro, man.
No, just, you know what? Just, this is grand, this will do. Like, this is a struggle, man. I feel like just going to bed now. Just going home to bed.
Well, stop. We spent the playing past 5-10 minutes playing doing an intro. I keep fucking it up.
You're like a girl trying to take a picture. Do you know what I mean? Can you take a picture of me and there's about 20 pictures there and every picture is just not up to scratch for them?
Like a board
trying to do that intro. Just say something. Just be like, Ari, what's up? What's happening? Jordan here. How's it going? Just get out there, you know?
Just do it.
Just allow it. Every time I do it, it's like, oh, don't be shy. Like, do you know what I mean? That's all I get every time when I do an intro. It's, oh, that's shy, that is. That's brutal, that is. Alright, nice and pat.
But, yeah, that's a shit impression of me, just saying. We don't sound like that.
Yeah, you do.
We don't sound like that at all.
Sound like you're on a few Johnny Blues, like.
Johnny Blues, never had a smoke in your life, but.
Man, you never had a smoke? Few gargles in the smoking area, talking absolute bollocks. Never happened, though.
No, we never smoked.
Oi.
Don't want it.
You're a pussy, man. Just have a smoke, will you? I'm only joking.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind smoking weed, though, do we? I wouldn't smoke it here, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't smoke it here. But I'd fucking smoke it in Amsterdam. If I was ever in Amsterdam, yeah, I would fucking smoke weed. But no.
See, we don't smoke it either, bro, but, like, it's nice every now and again, you know what I mean? If I'm in the mood for it and I just want to chill out, like, yeah, just have a joint, but we more of a kind of go out, have a few drinks, partying type of person. That's me, like, that's my personality, like, sitting out, chilling. Like, I like to chill out, but being pure, like, I don't know, spaced out of it, not even talking and just laughing, man, it's not what I like to do, you know?
Oh, stop. When we used to get gargled, we just laughing non-stop. I just couldn't stop laughing. Does that happen to you when you get locked?
What?
You just can't stop laughing. I know when you're stoned, you can't stop laughing, but when I'm locked, I can't stop laughing. I just couldn't.
Yeah, well, if you find something funny, obviously, yeah, just
no, there's nothing going on.
Then there's something wrong with you. Like, that's like people are going to look at you and be like, what's the story of this bloke? Like, is he alright? Like, we need to call an ambulance. Like, he doesn't sound like up to scratch. You know what I mean?
If you're handicapped.
I need that Lucas head. Yeah. I need that Lucas head. Oh, shh.
Yeah, you were drinking all fucking day, weren't you?
Oh, man, I was up till about 8 o'clock in the morning, not going to lie. Working all week, and then it's just the feeling of like not being able to, not having a bedtime to go home to bed to be in work for the morning. It's just a great feeling. It's like I can be up all night, it's great. And so I was just up to about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, stop, that is tops. And I have to have sleep and there's no work.
Yeah, it's just the feeling, the idea of it. Like, I just let up, man. I only got up at 2 o'clock in the day today.
Yeah, I just noticed now, like, my sleep isn't that good when I have work coming up. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I'll be fucking getting stressed about it, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I don't have to oversleep.
Not even 2 o'clock. Late, 3 o'clock. I think it was 3 o'clock I got back. Because then you came up. But, yeah, that's... Yeah, it's such a good feeling to be able to... Like, walking out a full week, Monday to Friday. Yeah. And then just that idea of, like, being able to lie in your bed whenever you want and just have no, like, thoughts in the back of the head that you need to be up by a certain time.
Oh, stop.
Great feeling.
Oh, best feeling in the world, man. Best
team
in the fucking world, I'm telling you now, yeah.
Yeah, so things are looking good in the L football as well.
Let's not talk about football.
Oh no, look, I think this is great now. I've had to listen to you. I've had to just about 10 minutes of just a quick brief overview because do you know what? This is brilliant, this is a perfect time because I've had to listen to you going on about how good City is and how great they are and stuff, but look. Yeah. He's looking the best this season, looking a bit ropey, but
we're above us,
but we're performing so much better than you since after the World Cup. Like, we're definitely what was it, the ranking thing I was saying, I don't know who put up, it was like the most informed, like, best team in the world at the moment. They were saying United and Napoli and Dortmund.
Do you know where we are?
Oh, you were like 7th or 8th or something. Yeah, Barcelona and I was up there as well, but we were ahead of Barcelona.
Barca's above us, they should be above us, to be fair.
Yeah.
They're a lot better.
But when you look at it, though, I always think, that's a bit stupid now, you know. But when you look at it, we have the most goals. I think it's in the top leagues in Europe, or it's probably just the Premier League. I think it might be just the Premier League. We've over 50 goals, more goals than any other team. Mm-hmm. Like, we're finding the back of the net more than any other Premier League team since the World Cup. Rashford's the highest scoring forward since the World Cup in the top leagues in the world. Yeah, I don't know about the whole of Europe now, because, you know, you get like that superstar in like the Turkish league whacking like 4 goals in a game, like, you know, that happens. I know there's another bloke doing that. I don't know what league he's in. I've seen something about him, but yeah, and just the fact that we're in all 4 competitions, we've already a trophy, that just proves, yeah, like, we are the fair team to play against at the moment. Ten Hag, it's not, you know what, and I think most of it's to do with the manager. Most of it's to do with the manager. It's like, because he's making these players look good. Like, look at Fred. Fred has more goals than Haaland since, in, what was it, in the Premier League? Saying something funny. Was like, he has more goals than Haaland in, like, and I think the last month or something like that. Or more assists than De Bruyne or something. I seen something weird there. And it was like something about Fred, but I was comparing them since, like, goals to De Bruyne. I know, assists to De Bruyne and goals to Haaland. Just one of these stupid posts that don't make sense. Obviously, he's not better than them, but that lad has, like, what was it, like 11 or 12 goals and assists this season, Fred? Oh, no, it's like 8 or 9 actually since the World Cup or something like that. Something ridiculous he has combined goals and assists. And then it's Casemiro, there's no debate about this now. You were only saying this a few weeks ago, man. Casemiro, the best DM in the world, lads. The best DM in the world. Do you not agree with me?
Yeah, one.
No, but look, you've been saying that. I just want to hear it.
Talk at the end of the season, right?
No, look. Talk. Who's the best DM in the world at the moment? Just admit it, man. I want you to say it from your mouth right here, because you've been saying Rodri's better. Not close, man. Not close.
Yeah, Rodri plays Champions League football. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. How many Champions League trophies has he got compared to Casemiro? Mate, you're getting put into the sand here. Five. He has like 5, doesn't he? He's got 5. Yeah, 5 Champions League trophies.
He's not going to win any with United, I'm telling you now.
What?
He's never going to win a Champions League with United.
He's already won it 5 times. He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, for the best Real Madrid
the reason why he's already done what he needed to do with Real Madrid. He achieved what he needed to do with Real Madrid. So he came to England. Like, any other good, like, world-class player, they'd be like, I want to get the hardest challenge to scout to English football. Hardest challenge. Like, West Ham would probably finish in, like, top 10 even with how shite they were performing in the league. And, like, even Casemiro said it as well. He said it's more intense. Like, he's not putting down a league, but it's the games are a lot harder over here. He literally said it himself. Like, when a world-class player like that comes over to her and says that when playing in Real Madrid, you know, it's like, it's there, like, it's stated, like, it's fact.
Yeah, to be honest, the Premier League suits him, the type of player he is.
Yeah,
definitely suits him to a T.
He's what United always needed. United needed a centre back, a CDM, and a forward. That's all we needed to make us go up an extra level. Now, obviously not to win the league or win a Champions League, but that's what we were missing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're not playing McTominay anymore. Like, the difference, man. He's done a half an hour at West Ham. He took him off because he was that bad. Wasn't doing anything. Nothing. What did he exactly do on that first half? Literally nothing. No performance of him. And then you look at the likes of like Casemiro, the minute he came on second half, the fella scores a goal, but it was slightly offside. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he's just brilliant. Like, he's making Fred look good. He's bringing the best out of Fred. He's bringing the best out of Dalot, best out of Wan-Bissaka, best out of Rashford, making Varane look like one of the best centre backs in the world. He was always up there. He was always a really good, like, near enough world class centre back, because he was unreal for Real Madrid. But it's great to see he's getting the most out of all these players. Even De Gea, man, De Gea's been unreal this season. He's definitely one of the best he's definitely, for me, he is the best shot stopper in the world, but he's not the best goalkeeper. I think Alisson's a better goalkeeper than him in the Premier League. Alisson has more to him, more distribution. He's better when crosses come in and stuff like that. De Gea is just one of the people that just don't move from the goal line, and just but he's the best shot stopper. He doesn't have much to him, like, but he has that. But
yeah.
Yeah, but I can't wait to see how people rate, like even FIFA, how FIFA rate United next season, because some of these players have gotten really good. They got unbelievable. Garnacho, do you like Garnacho?
He's a prick, he is.
What do you think of him?
He has a punchable fucking face. He's a great baller. He's a baller.
But you know,
don't like him, man. Don't fucking like him.
Yeah.
He's a fucking Ronaldo dickhead, I don't know.
No, but look.
But to be honest, he's a bit of a prick as well. When you think of United
though, what type of players do you think of? What do you think of the players? Like, what do you think about United players? First thing I think of is shithousery players. People that, like, they just don't care. They're just going, they're only out to win. They're for the team. They don't care how they are. That's who they brought in. They brought Casemiro in. He's like that. Martinez. We needed that. We had all these soft players that wouldn't go in for a tackle. Lindelof and Maguire would be afraid to go for the ball half the time when a cross comes in. Do you ever see Maguire when a cross comes in? He just doesn't do anything. Doesn't put his body on the line.
Yeah.
Does nothing. And then you bring these players in that are effective. These leaders. These people that putting Bruno as the captain as well. Like, people hate Bruno.
Fuck.
Everyone hates Bruno.
We'll have a knockoff Bruno.
Hey, everyone. Do you know why? I guarantee you, any team in the league would want him on that team. But they all hate him. They all hate him because he's a leader. He doesn't care. He's shithousery. So is Casemiro. So is Martinez. All them type of players. But that's what messes with the other team. Like, you bring those type of players on, they're going to cause something in that game, you know. But anyways,
no football, please.
Yeah, we'll stop talking about with football. That's just a brief overview. Just want to get that out, you know, because
just gets me depressed talking about how good United are.
The ex-Arsenal supporter over here.
Ex-Arsenal.
Isn't really happy, you know, because his team's in second place and didn't win the Carabao Cup.
Where do you use in the league?
What?
Remind me, where do you use in the league? He's above us.
We're toward.
Yeah, don't talk
much. Yeah, right. How many trophies do you think I'm going to get this season?
Premier League and Champions League.
No. I guarantee United will finish more trophies than us this season. We've put better.
Yeah, the meaningless trophies.
The meaningless one you win every year that you celebrate. Do you want to get me pictures of how your team celebrated? Winning the Carabao Cup, the minute it's like, oh, it's an energy drink. Oh, like, as if it's dumb, man.
It's a glorified energy drink cup.
What?
It's a glorified energy drink cup.
It's classed as a big trophy.
It's only classed as a big trophy now because he's
won. Alright, how many car? If you take away all your Carabao Cups, you've won fuck all trophies.
No,
you'd only have your five fucking Premier Leagues and like what? How many FA Cups do you have?
I think six.
Six FA Cups.
Yeah. About six, yeah.
No, I mean, look it up, but you have, yeah, most of your trophies are Carabao Cups. Take them away, is just as important as, like, Spurs, I'd say.
Yeah, fuck the Carabao Cup, I don't care about that fucking trophy. So is Europa League. Who cares about the Europa League? The FA
Cup. Yeah, now, the Europa League, I understand, but I think Carabao Cup's a bigger trophy than Europa.
The FA Cup's bigger than the Carabao Cup, but it's like the prestige of it is dead.
Obviously.
You know what I mean?
Obviously.
Like, it's not as important as it used to be, so I don't really care.
To see who's left in the FA Cup.
Fucking shoot teams.
The best teams in there being us and City. So, and who you have?
We could play in the final, you know.
No, you're definitely going to the semi. We'll beat Fulham. Like, I don't see us losing against Fulham. Like, I really don't. I see Fulham are really good. So I reckon we'll go in with our strong side because he knows it's Fulham and he knows. Like, Ten Hag is smart. He's really smart. Whatever he does, his substitutions and all he's been doing are unreal. Like, the players that's another stat. He has the most goals from subs that came off the bench. I think it's the whole year or the whole football year or off season or it's just after World Cup. But as far as I know, it's like a ridiculous amount of goals. Like not ridiculous, like 11 or 12 or something like that. But that's a lot for just bringing a player off the bench. And so like, I think it's since the World Cup or something. But so he is the most than any other team in the league. But I think we have a good chance. I think it'd be a City United semis or a City United final.
It has to be a final, man.
No, but it always ends up in the semis, isn't it?
It's always a semi.
And then whoever goes into the finals playing like Blackburn or something, like it's gonna be something stupid like that. Or who else is left in it?
Burnley. We're playing Burnley.
No, yeah, but they're gone. Realistically, don't add Burnley and Fulham in.
Grimsby.
No, they're gonna be gone. Who are they playing? Blackburn.
Sheffield.
No, they're playing the Premier League side, aren't they? Grimsby. There's another
playing Sheffield United.
No, there's another Premier League. Brighton. I think Brighton will go to the final. I guarantee you Brighton's going to get to the final. I think it'll be Brighton and City or Brighton and United.
It's definitely a Premier League team, that's a guarantee. You know what I want to see? I want to see a City United final.
Well, it's not hardly going to be Grimsby now going to Wembley.
They're winning it.
The Grimsby brothers.
Imagine them winning it. I think I'll fall back in love with football, do you know what I mean? If Grimsby win it, just say the underdogs win it, because it's always...
League 2 winning the FA Cup.
Imagine
the money they get for that. They'd be doing a bit. They'd be signing all these championship players.
That'd be mental. That
the money, because they'd have their income would be barely anything compared to what they get for winning the FA Cup.
You would probably get paid.
And be fair, winning the FA Cup, you don't get much for the likes of United or City. That's not much, but it's a good couple of million. They buy their players for Tic Tacs. You know, but you get that amount of money. That's gonna be great for them. They'd be. Next season, Grimsby going straight into League One and into the Championship.
Also, if you win the FA Cup, you're in the Europa League. Yeah. So they'll be in the playing Europa League as well. But they're in playing League Two, League One.
And guess who's going to be coming into League Two? Who's going to be making on to televised football? Guess. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, if I can't be with him. Wrexham, yeah, they're going
Wrexham, yeah, they're going up. They're second, I think.
No, they're top. I'm pretty sure they're top.
I thought they were second.
No, they're top.
Alright, well, anyways, I full on thought they were second place. But anyways, as far as I know, yeah, they're going up. They made a good few signings, just because they have the money. They have enough money to be a League One side.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
I'd love to see him in the Premier League. I know it's impossible.
They're gonna have to, the money they put into that club, it's definitely gonna go up.
To be honest, look at Brentford. Brentford's never been in the Premier League. They've always been in the fucking National League or whatever. Look at them now.
They have a plan. Apparently, it's an 8 or 10 year plan. I think it's an 8 year plan to get them into the Championship or Premier League. Ugh. I think it's the Championship, an 8 year plan to get them into the Championship. I think that's like all that they're going for. But the amount of money they'd make if you got them into the Championship, they'd be minted.
That'd be lovely seeing him in the Premier League. Roy Reynolds.
That'd be money made all back.
He's an actor. Who's he? Rob something.
Rob McElhenney. McElhenney, yeah.
That'd be lonely to see him in a Premier League.
I'd be watching that on YouTube all the time, just seeing them. That's so funny, just going visiting the players and stuff and watching the matches and all. And that's why Ting came over. What's his name? He plays an elf.
Will Farrell,
yeah. Stepbrothers, Stepbrothers is unreal. To be fair, it's unreal.
Did we just become best friends?
Rubbing his balls and his drums. Remember? That was gas, man. They make the bump bed and all, and he gets crushed underneath. That's brilliant, that is.
Oh, when your man is
bouts and howls now.
When your man is brother are trying to hug and all. They were trying to fucking have a swing, they were blaming blessing each other. I trying to hug each other.
Yeah, but that's the same on Sky Sports. He's like, yeah, I'm just there, do you watch a bit of football? And he's like, yeah, I'm just keeping up with the storyline. Storyline. You just see
it's
Gary
like
Neville.
WWE
you just see Gary Neville and all that just trying to hold in laughing like it's so funny. And then, yeah, man, you could tell Roy Keane was loving it having him on. Because apparently they apparently played in a charity match together as well.
Did they?
I think it was the soccer red. I think Will Farrell came onto the pitch for it. He'd been playing a bit of ball since he was like, yeah, I've been passing around every now and again, just kicking the ball. That's what he was like. Oh, it was so funny, man.
Yeah.
But he comes over for Ryan Reynolds in Wrexham, though. He was in Wrexham, as far as I know, drinking in a pub, drinking points in a pub.
Yeah.
But the amount of social media shit they're getting, I'd say sponsorships they're getting since they bought that, Ryan Reynolds.
Mad. Yeah. Exposure to the guys, man. Have you seen that documentary?
So they're making money. That's how they're able to buy all these players.
Have you seen that documentary?
Yeah, that's what we watched.
Yeah, it's lovely, innit? Love the documentary. The football documentaries are late, aren't they?
They got in the playoffs in that fourth season when they bought over, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And they lost the playoffs I think a team that got brought back down straight away. I can't remember what team it was, but and then they were in a cup final as well, and they got brought down. I think they lost it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're definitely going up.
Yeah, they're
be great to see it in televised, not TV.
Definitely,
not many League 2 games wouldn't get televised, really.
Yeah, League 2 is definitely going to get a lot more exposure now. Mm-hmm. A lot more exposure. That's great, for...
Do you ever watch any, do you ever watch League 2 football? I watch Championship football sometimes. No. It's entertaining, Championship
is good, yeah.
Because they're more ruthless in it, because...
It's more physical than a Premier League. It's a lot harder. Yeah. Even though it's the tier below, it's a lot harder than a Premier League.
Yeah, but I think Championship, like the way they do the playoffs now, that's unreal. It's unbelievable. Like, it's so entertaining to watch. And the way they are with it as well, oh, it's just great to watch. Like, I think this season, the relegation battle would be more interesting than who's winning the league. Like, I know Arsenal, I think Arsenal are going to walk the lead. I think they're going to win by probably an 8-point gap, 5 to 8-point gap. I think United are definitely going to, I've a weird feeling, I've been saying it for weeks now, that Liverpool are going to get 4th place. They're going to pull it off out of nowhere. They're going to, because they were performing well at the start of the season, so they still have those points there. So if they get back into a routine, like if they beat us tomorrow, so this is when we're recording, obviously it's a Saturday before, but if they beat us tomorrow, I 100% think they're going to get top 4. Like, they're starting to perform, Nunes is starting to score. I honestly think they get top 4. I think it'll go Arsenal, City, but I think there won't be a big point gap between us and you. I think there'll be only a couple of points, like 3 points. I think it'll go Arsenal, City, United, Liverpool, Spurs, and then Newcastle. I think Newcastle and Spurs will get Europa League.
Who's getting Conference League? Brighton, maybe.
Fulham or Brighton? I don't think Chelsea are gonna. I think Chelsea are done this season. I think Graham Potter's gonna get sacked.
I think they're 11th. Yeah.
No, I think
they just won that game, they
scored one goal, man. That was it, like, one goal against Leeds. The Leeds is the easiest team to score against.
Oh, stop.
But now they not as much now since your man took over, like, they're actually harder to get back in it. But when your man, what's his name, they used to sit on the stool,
Bielsa,
when he was
open that leg
straight through, like,
yeah,
they're just vulnerable. But I think that'd be an interesting one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is.
But who do you think's going to get relegated?
Southampton. Here's my taint.
Not on Forest, isn't it?
Forest, Southampton.
And then I think it's
Leeds.
Leeds is 17th. It's 16th, I think. 17th.
I know, maybe Everton.
Alright, no, Leeds is 17th.
Everton are dood.
Everton are 18th, I think.
Yeah, Everton are going to get relegated.
No, they won't. No, Doichi's going to do a job. 100%. It's going to be, I'd say Leeds will go down, Leeds, Southampton, and Nottingham Forest. I'd say Leeds will be back up in the Premier League next following year.
Yeah.
And same with Southampton. Southampton
are definitely going to back up. What players definitely leaving if they get relegated?
Yeah, I suppose.
He's definitely leaving. Still good for him. Even though I do think he's a little bit overrated.
You think so?
All he's got is set pieces. That's all he could do, set pieces. What else does he bring? Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, he's unbelievable at set pieces.
Someone's going to buy him, but I don't think a big club's going to buy him. I think
a table club would say.
I think that's like a Spurs or something to buy him.
Nah.
Yeah, you would. Spurs or Newcastle?
For me, he'd sit up Brighton for me. For some reason. He'd definitely go for Brighton.
I don't know, man.
A mid-table team. Definitely not teams that fight for Europe. Definitely mid-table team. Like maybe a top half. Bottom half. Teams that aren't battling for Europe or relegation. You know what? Brentford. He'd be perfect for Brentford. What they would do.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. He'd see what Brentford for me. It's just a mid-table team. That's what our players is quality for me. But yeah.
To be honest with you, I think he'd go to Spurs. It seems like Spurs would sign him. I think Harry Kane. Like, I think, to be honest with you, I think Harry Kane's going to go to United. I've said it already. I don't think he's going to sign a new contract. I think he's going to say that till the end of the season so he doesn't mess up with his season. People are saying, oh, you heard he's going to sign a new contract, but to be honest with you, if he's any smart, he knows he's getting ripped into by the world. So why are you staying at this club? That's not even like you got knocked out by
Sheffield
United, like, out of a big cup.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to win anything. It's
big
just
you're only saying big cup because it's our chance of winning it.
No, it's FA Cup is a big cup. It's in the toughest league in the whole of the whole of Europe, and it's the FA Cup. It's like the main knockout. It's bigger than the Carabao Cup.
definitely bigger than the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, obviously, but it's a big cup. It's classed as a domestic, like it's classed as a big cup. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's classed as a big cup, like it's not. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
But yeah, I see him going to United. I really want Osimhen. I don't want Kane, but it's a really United player. Like he'd suit United. And he would, because he can drop back. And that's what Ten Hag likes. He'd be perfect under any Ten Hag system. That's the type of player he wants. That's what he's doing with Weghorst. See what he does. He gets him to drop back into camp.
Mm-hmm.
He wants Weghorst can do like he does a good job for a player that's not good. It's weird. Like he's getting the most out of Weghorst, which is just not a Premier League player. He's a Championship player, like you know. But
not bad for a Bony reject.
Yeah, like he's not bad for a Burnley reject. He's bad, but like he's performing. The fella has like four. He's like about four goals and assists. No, I mean like yeah, combined something like that since coming in January.
Mm-hmm.
He has one goal, I think, three assists.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got an assist there against
West Ham.
West Ham.
Yeah.
Like that's an important. Like that was important. He never scores in front. He's a bottler in front of the goal though. The amount of sitters he's after missing, man. I'd be sitting there and I'd be like, it's just Weghorst, there's no chance.
It's Jesus in the nutshell. Jesus is exactly that kind of player. He's good everywhere.
He's so slow. Do you see how many runs?
Slower than Maguire.
But yeah, he is. He definitely slower than Maguire. I'll give you that. Like, he definitely is. But he's a tower. Yeah. He's like 6'7 or something, isn't he?
He's fucking yowna, everything he is. Yowna.
Maguire's only what? 6'4 or something like that? Or 6'3 or even smaller? 6'3, I think, or 6'4.
6'4,
No, Maguire is 6'4", I think. Weghorst is like 6'7". He's the tallest player in the team, anyways.
Yeah, definitely.
Bruno's like 5'10" or 5'11". I think he's 5'11". And then Rashford's 6'1". Then you have Lindelof, who's 6'1" or 6'2".
McTominay's a joint as well. I think he's 6'4", McTominay. 6'4", 6'3".
I think he's like 6'3", yeah. I think he's short. And he's not as tall as Maguire. Like Maguire's 6'4", I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think that's mad how he's getting the most out of him. Like, but that's why I see Harry Kane coming in for us in the summer. If we get the takeover, I couldn't tell you who we're going to sign, because the money that's going to be pumped in the summer would be insane.
Filthy old club, that's what she's at.
But you know what, I have a weird feeling, because see the way the Glazers are just all about cash. They just love the cash. They don't care about the club. They're thinking, oh great, we won the Carabao Cup, that's a bit of money, that's great. Oh, we're still in the FA Cup. If we win that in the Europa League, that's more money, that's more exposure, that's more brand exposure.
Yeah,
that's more like, because United will always have brand exposure. As soon as we win a trophy, brand exposure, like you just see United everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
They're most talked about club in the world at the moment.
Yeah,
and you just see adverts everywhere about them and stuff. Like, it's just they're gonna not sell and they're just gonna look for investment and get a loan and they'll just take more money out of the club. That's what we reckon they'll do, and they'll probably buy Harry Kane. And he'll probably look for a midfielder. I think he's gonna. I don't think we get Bellingham. I think Bellingham going to City would be better than and getting rid of Bernardo Silva.
Bernardo's gone.
Yeah, like he wants to go to Barcelona. He'll go to Barcelona. That's
fuck
where we see him.
Stop. I'm sick of the saga, right? It's been about 2 years since I've been hearing non-stop about Bernardo going to Barcelona or any other. He can just fuck off at the stage. I'm sick of the fucking.
I think Liverpool are done for. FSG don't like spending loads of money. That's why they want to sell. They don't like spending big cash. They're not rich enough.
If Liverpool don't get Champions League football, it's over for them.
No, but you've seen about the players that are leaving.
No, Firmino's leaving.
Firmino's leaving. Kate is leaving.
Fabinho.
Not Fabinho. No, Ox is leaving.
Ox.
Mello. Yeah. Mello's.
He's on
loan. Yeah, but he's not going to come back.
Milner's leaving.
Yeah, and who else is another one? They're all leaving. Like there's no leaders in that team anymore. Like it's gone. Like Van Dijk is terrible, and I don't know how on God's earth did he get in that FIFA team for the thing.
No!
How did he get in that?
What the fuck?
He's the only player that doesn't deserve to be in, because it's
he's fucking overrated a bit.
No, he is. He's overrated. There's so many good centre backs that could have gone in there instead of him. Like,
oh stop!
So many centre backs.
It isn't that based on this season, really. It's supposed to be based on this season, because every player that's on that fucking list is based on this season. Except Van Dijk. Van Dijk is based off last season. He was fucking late last season. This season he's been shy.
No.
Fucking Maguire's better than him this
fucking
season.
Fucking team was better than last season.
Yeah. Why is he
No, here? He wasn't even that good that last season. He was better. What's his name? sorry, my brain's gone blank because I'm hung over the bits. The other centre back, he just played with me.
Canate?
No, not Canate. Not your mad thing, not him.
Matip?
Yeah, Matip was better than him last season.
Yeah.
Matip was a better player than him last season, 100%.
Definitely, definitely. So Van Dijk gets the fucking credit for his other fucking centre back smoke.
All right, the bits.
All right.
Consistency is how we are judged as being the best centre backs in the Premier League.
Van Dijk's had two good years.
But you know what Liverpool fans will always say? Van Dijk is the best centre back. I can name about five different better centre backs than him. Five better centre backs than him. I could Rio Ferdinand, Vidic, Terry, who else? Arsenal centre backs.
Campbell.
Yeah, Saul Campbell.
Company.
Consistency. He's been consistent.
He has been consistent, but he gets injured a lot. Company. He was mad injury prone. He was Company. But when he's playing, when he's fit, he's fucking amazing. He is.
Like, how was he in? Like, John Terry was 10 times better than him. Ten times better centre back than Van Dijk ever was. That's being honest with you.
Fact, bro. Totally agree with you. 2 good years. That's what he's had. 2 good years. And he's getting fucking glorified to bits.
Oh, yeah, he's down here. He doesn't deserve to be on that. There was like memes, like all the players looking at Van Dijk wondering why he's here.
Yeah,
he
invited him.
Yeah, he invited him. Yeah, why are you here, mate?
That McTominay meme. All them fucking good players down there's McTominay. Look at Zale meeting or something. Like, who invited him, blood?
yeah. But, yeah, that's mad, being honest with you. That's mad. Like, he doesn't deserve to win that, to be honest with you. He just doesn't. But, like, I think, you know, what do you think of the game tomorrow? Who do you think's going to win? And look, Dave, when the time this is out, when are you planning to put this out? Tomorrow,
yeah.
Right, so, I'm going to just do predictions. The game's probably going to be played and all, but...
Yeah, definitely be played by then, yeah. So, it might age well, it might age terribly.
What?
It might age well.
It could go well. It could go well, to be honest with you, but what do you think? I'm going to get your prediction first because
I know you're going to win this 3-0.
Do you think so? I'll be honest with you, right? Liverpool's defence is very shit this season. Very shaky, very bad. Trent's been really bad, and when he has the likes of Rashford coming up against him, we think Rashford's going to make bits of him with his form. I think Van Dijk's going to get run around. I think we're going to break through that defence pretty easy. But I think Liverpool really need to win this game to get top four. I think they're starting to get a bit of hype, and they're in Anfield as well. I mean, it's at Anfield, like, you know, it's a game they don't want to lose. I don't think they'll be really as effective against Martinez.
Anfield in a European night, right? Liverpool got battered 5-2 by Real Madrid.
I think
Anfield in the Premier League is completely different. It's a lot easier to play in the Premier League at Anfield than the Champions League.
But look, I think United will have a bit of possession at the start, but I think they will too. I think they will concede first. I think they'll probably get one or two into it, like past us. Probably, so I'd say one goal, and I see United bouncing back and just demolishing them. I'd say probably 3-1, 3-2. That's what I said. I think there's going to be goals in both ends. That's my prediction, but I think we will run the midfield.
Definitely, Liverpool have no midfield.
We'll be shaky at first.
They're only good midfield as an 18-year-old.
I think we'll be shaky at first, but I think we'll get the swing of things. 100%. Like, we've won the best midfields in the league at the moment.
Yeah, our midfield's amazing, to be fair.
Yeah, like Casemiro and Bruno. Like, Bruno, I know he's not the Bruno, but this lad's just consistent. He's just not consistent if he plays good or bad. He's just, you can always rely on him. He just doesn't get injured. He'll always come up with something. But
yeah, he is consistent in terms of crawling to the referee.
No, yeah. Right, look.
Oh, we just can't stand him.
But then we have the rotation with Sabitzer. And if Eriksen was back, we would have had a rotation of Sabitzer, Eriksen and Fred. And Fred's been playing well. Fred's been a workhorse. He's been playing well. He's finding the back of the net and he's finding assists. That's why he's getting picked over Sabitzer. That's why he's playing games. Like,
we know you said, look, when we started the podcast, that was around the time he was a fucking shy and he didn't want Fred. You didn't want Fred in the club. What do you think of Fred now? Would you keep him?
A lot of people say still get rid of him, but I think you should keep him. He's a good bench player. He's not a star. He's a bench player. He's one of those players. Like, if you look at Ferguson era, Darren Fletcher, all them type of players, like Anderson, like, they used to come on and they would just, they'd be like run around the pitch, they'd just be, they'd be very good to bring on. He's very, he's always all over the place. He's one of those players, which, yeah, that's what you want in midfield, somebody just keeps on running around.
Yeah,
look at the likes of Paul Pogba, you can never get that out of him. He was lazy, like he didn't do anything. But Fred, he's the most dodgiest tackler in the Premier League. He cannot make a tackle, but he's good at like blocking out, passing, like Lance, if you get me.
Intercepting.
He's done so many interceptions. He just, because he's always running left and right, he's always up everywhere, so he's always intercepting play and getting them going back up the pitch. That's where he gets assists. That's where he's been scoring as well. But I get rid of McTominay. Which, to be honest, I'd like to see McTominay on the bench. He's good to still have there because he's an academy player. He's a personality, but he's just not good enough. But we'll see, anyways.
Mm.
To be honest with you, I think he's going to sell McTominay. I think he's going to, we could probably buy Sabitzer, but I think they don't want to offer a big contract for Sabitzer. I think they're just going to go out with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think the big money sign is going to be Harry Kane. I really want Osimhen, but they, as far as I know, Napoli want to keep him for a while, and they're going to charge like about 100 million for him.
Never do business with Napoli, I'm telling you now. Never ever do business with him.
Look at Koulibaly, man, he's a big flop.
Oh, thank God we didn't get him. Remember the COVID season, we all tried to get Koulibaly and we didn't.
Yep, that happens.
We ended up getting Ruben Dias.
Serie A players that come into the Premier League, they usually flop.
Yeah.
Look, and then we get Premier League players that were flopped that go to Serie A do well, because Serie A is not a good league.
Yeah.
It's not a good league.
It's getting better. It used to be
back in the day when it was Kaká, Ronaldinho and all that. Like, yeah, that was a good league. When Inter Milan were unreal, they had what's his name?
AC Milan.
Andriano and all them.
Andriano, he was unbelievable.
He was only good for a bit. He was peak for about two seasons. Two or three seasons, that was it then.
It's actually sad what happened to him, like his downfall. It's so sad, man.
Yeah, major downfall, but like Inter Milan was unreal, and then you had the likes of Pirlo and all them, and and then back when Francesco Totti and all were playing for them, playing for Roma.
Yeah.
That was great. Like that was when that league was good. That was probably the second best league in the world, I thought. Then I thought the Spanish league was third, and then probably the French league was worse than it was. Do you know what I mean? It still is a bad league. Like you never used to have PSG in the Champions League. It was always Marseille, Lyon,
Saint Etienne.
This the 07-08 season for Serie A. You had Inter Milan, AS Roma, you had Juventus and Fiorentina. They probably did get Champions League back then. I can't remember. But you never get Napoli or nothing like that. Never get Atalanta. It was always teams like Inter, Roma, Fiorentina, and AC Milan or Juventus.
Mm-hmm.
They were always the ones that used to go up. 2005, 2006. Look at this. Juventus won the league. 91 points. Juventus, AC Milan, Inter Milan, Fiorentina, Lazio and Roma. They were at teams like, and then we go for the French league.
You won't see PSG there.
Yeah, they got bought over by the Saudis, French league. They're such a fake team as well.
Yeah.
And remember when they got taken over, they bought David Beckham and all this, like, such weird signings. Yeah. He was like 37 or something.
It was fucking my dad's age.
Yeah, it was like nearly 40. No, he was about 40 actually, nearly, wasn't he?
So nearly 40.
Yeah, something like that. Let's go 06, 06. Let's go 07, 08.
Leon, definitely Leon.
Oh no, what? Hold on, 07.
Lille, Marseille.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, you having a clue? Probably
Saint Table. So yeah, Bordeaux, Marseille. They were the teams used to get in.
Yeah.
It was only three teams go from that league into the
Champions League.
Yeah, it's only three. So, well, probably different. It's probably it is. It's still three. No, it's still three, isn't it? Because Lille, PSG.
No, I think it's top four now.
Are you sure?
Oh, no, 100%.
They wouldn't add an extra one on, like, if anything, they need an extra one for the Premier League. I think top five in the Premier League should count the Champions League. I think it's just too good of a league. I think all these teams would be well worth, like the likes. So you can't get United, City, Arsenal, Chelsea and Liverpool on in the Champions League, and all those teams are definitely in the top 20 best teams in the world, like.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And it's just, I just think it's unfair the way it's only top four for the Premier League. I think just because it's way levels above again every other league, they need to change, because they were thinking about changing the layout for the Champions League and adding more teams into it. I think if anything, two more teams in the Premier League.
Probably
one more for the Spanish league, and probably just get another league in the world. Like, I know there's only one from the Scottish league, but just bring in another league, like, you know, there's probably, we don't know, to be honest with you. Maybe another one from the French league, I don't know.
Yeah.
But even though the French league is terrible,
I think we need equality. If you give
Lille wasn't
if you give the Premier League a top four, that'd be too much.
I used to always
in the Premier League too much power.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It used to be Lyon, Bordeaux, Marseille. They were the ones I used to always get into the not even Monaco. Monaco was brutal back then. Lens and all was brutal back then. PSG were brutal. They were brutal, man. They were relegation side.
Relegation.
Yeah, 16th place.
16th.
That's what they finished that season.
Relegation.
3 points. That's how much they finished the season. And top of the league was they're 44 points. Top of the league is 79 points.
Fuck me.
Let's have a look here. How many games they lost? Losses.
Fucking half that games.
Oh, they lost like 15. What, 15 games is it?
15 games.
They lost more games than won. They only won 10, lost 15, drew 13. That's brutal, man. That is brutal.
Oh.
Have a laugh and look at the Premier League then. Just to see, like, because, you know, United definitely won it that year.
I was 7-0-8.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's won fucking everything.
Oh yeah, we won everything that season actually.
I think he's won on
the treble. That was we won the treble twice.
No, you didn't.
We did.
You didn't win the treble in Norway.
Yeah, we did.
No, you didn't.
Premier League, Champions League. I think it was the Carabao Cup.
No, Tottenham won the Carabao Cup.
Or the FA Cup.
Chelsea won the FA Cup. Just the Premier League and Champions League.
No, they won. They no. We
didn't. Oh yeah, you think the Community Shield came was because he's won the Community Shield that.
Yeah, we won the treble. Now, are you sure? Oh, I thought it was the Carabao Cup as well last season.
No, Tottenham won it.
Oh, that was their last trophy, yeah. last trophy. Oh, the FA Cup. I thought it was Chelsea definitely the, yeah. But that's still another treble, like, you know. Champions League and Premier League. No one's won the Champions League and the Premier League at all. No one's done that.
No, actually.
No, Liverpool has, but I mean,
I'm wrong. I don't think Chelsea won the FA Cup. Portsmouth did. With Harry Redknapp.
Man, Portsmouth were a good team. I remember I used to look at Portsmouth's team and I thought, yeah, they were better than Everton's team, like, back then. They used to have the likes of Peter Crouch, Jermaine Defoe paid for him, didn't he?
Portsmouth?
Yeah.
I remember he used to play for Tottenham.
Yeah, I think he did go to Peter Crouch.
Both of them played for Tottenham. They were
played for Tottenham, but I'm pretty sure he played for Portsmouth because I think he napped a lot of sports players. I'm pretty sure Jermaine Defoe.
Harry Redknapp players.
I think I'm pretty sure he played for Sport Portsmouth as well, but I remember Peter Crouch did. They had a good midfield. They had a few interesting defenders as well, but I'd have to look at the team.
Crouch played for so many clubs, so you wouldn't know which one. Now he used to play for Liverpool, Stoke. I think he played for Southampton, man. Tottenham.
Hold on a minute.
That's a bit way off the top of my head. He played for so many clubs, you know, journeyman footballers.
Peter Crouch, he was some mad blood player, wasn't he?
It was a fucking uni. I know he was a playing stick, but he was so tall. I think he scored the most headers in the fucking Premier League history. Just because he's a fucking joint. He's about to play in Sozia Gaffy is.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even fit into the playing
It's obvious. He's so steak looking at this table. United won the league, right? United won the league. Chelsea were second. Arsenal were third. Liverpool. That was peak Premier League.
Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't, because City was good.
No,
it
was good. Do you want to know where City finished?
I don't even want to know, man.
Oh, they finished ninth. They weren't that bad that season.
Good, yeah.
But Portsmouth finished ahead of you. Blackburn Rovers and all finished. Man, I remember Blackburn and Portsmouth in the Premier League. Yeah. I thought Portsmouth never got out. They're one of those teams that are just good, like everything they just always do. Same with like Sunderland and all, but like back then. That's what you used to think back then. Wigan and Bolton. Man, Bolton and all that in there. Fulham was there. Derby got relegated. That was their worst season they had. That's when they got like 11 points. They won one game the whole season and lost 29. Drew
yeah,
eight.
Yeah, what's the point difference between them and 19th?
Oh, 25 points for 19th and 11 points for them. I remember that season, and the goalkeeper got sticky. He used to be an Andy Carroll, and it was Andy Carroll. That was the goalkeeper.
Andy Carroll?
No. What's his name? Something Carroll. He used to be a United goalkeeper. He was a backup.
No. Ben Foster?
No. I think that was 07, 08, man. Ben Foster played for United until 5 years, for about 5 years after that. Or probably
did
wasn't
he
actually
in England,
a couple of years later. Something Carroll. He used to play for United, backup goalkeeper. Birmingham got relegated. That was the last time they were in the Premier League, I think. Oh no, they were in it, I think, once more after. Redden. There was a lot of Irish players on that Redden's team, actually. A lot of Irish players.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's still on now. Let's have a look, see if we can click in and see what the teams are. See if we can get the players. There's Portsmouth. Right. For Portsmouth, this was the team. Right, and your man Lauren, was he not an ex-Arsenal player?
Yeah, he used to play for Arsenal.
And he played for Portsmouth after that?
Yeah.
Right, so you have him, you have David James in goal, which was England's goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Glenn Johnson, remember him?
Yeah,
he was a fullback.
Liverpool.
Yeah, unbelievable fullback, and he went to Liverpool then.
Yeah.
Diarra, what's his name? Lasana Diarra or something. He was good. He was good, he was a midfielder, he was good.
Yeah.
Diop. Who else? David Nugent. Jermaine Defoe.
Yeah.
Distin, remember him? Slavin Distin, whatever his name is.
Sorry, going again? Sylvain Distin. Yeah, he used to play for City.
These are all good players, like left club during season.
Yeah.
Jimmy Traore
used to play for Liverpool. He was.
Benjani, remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to play for him as well. Who else was that?
Crouch?
Richard Duffy.
The Crouch play for Portsmouth?
Crouch? Yeah, but I don't think this season. I think the next season he played for him. Because I think he was still at Spurs and then he left. Then he went to Liverpool, didn't he?
He went to Liverpool first, then Spurs. No.
No, he went to Spurs, then Liverpool.
No. He went to Spurs after Liverpool. Definitely Spurs after
Liverpool. Yeah, he probably did, yeah. Sorry, it's just been so long remembering all this.
Yeah.
This is like... in the relics,
go
this
go
is this is in
you.
Yeah, this is like it just locked up in a fucking in the back of my head.
Yeah,
can't remember any of it.
A long time ago it is, yeah. Long time.
Yeah, better picture of all the players. Hold on.
Fucking hell, just the fucking nostalgia, you know.
Just in Montari, remember him? Carney as well.
Carney, yeah.
No, it wasn't your man Lauren. He wasn't the same Lauren, sorry. This is a different Lauren that I'm talking about. Pedro Mendes. Jermaine Defoe.
It's the same Lauren off Arsenal.
No, it's not.
No.
Man, that's a mad team. That was a mad team. Campbell as well. Remember Campbell?
Sean Campbell?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he used to play for Portsmouth. That's who he went. Because he went from Spurs to Arsenal
Spurs
to Portsmouth.
To Arsenal,
yeah, then to Portsmouth. At the end of short, towards the end of his career. Like.
Yeah.
So look at that. Man, that back four is good.
Yeah.
That was a good back four.
Yeah, it looks unbelievable that.
And in the midfield you had Montari, Diop and Crank, what's his name? Gradchkar, whatever his name is.
Beats me.
I think they won the FA Cup that season.
They definitely won the FA Cup. They bet Chelsea in the
final. Yeah, Redknapp as well.
Harry Redknapp, yeah?
Yeah. David James is 37 at that time. He's ancient now, isn't he?
Oh, stop.
Oh, wait, 09. You have... Crouch. Oh, wait, 09. Defoe and Crouch. They used to, they played together.
Yeah.
Campbell, Disson, Johnson. And then I think the year later is when Liverpool bought Johnson.
Johnson and then Spurs. 09,
10.
Then Spurs is where they bought
Crouch. This is where all the players got nicked. The whole squad's different. This is why they went down. The whole squad is different. There's not... All the players are completely different.
Yeah,
everyone's gone to foul and all, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Crouch went as well. Crouch, they didn't buy the Bowen at the same time. So, where did Crouch go to?
Spurs.
I think he went to Liverpool, you might. No, he went to Liverpool.
He went to Liverpool before Portsmouth.
No.
Yeah. He went to Liverpool before Portsmouth.
I'm telling you now. He went to Liverpool after. He got bought by Liverpool.
Bet on it.
I remember the Liverpool jersey.
How much? He went to Liverpool, then went to
Portsmouth. Right, look, schools. Look.
Yeah, hold on, hold on.
He didn't. He went to Liverpool after Portsmouth.
No, before.
No, after. Before. He got bought by Portsmouth. Liverpool bought him from Portsmouth.
He went Southampton first, then went to Liverpool, then went to Portsmouth, then went to Spurs. How much do you want to bet?
No, he went to... He got bought from Spurs to Liverpool.
No.
He did. Do you want to bet?
Yeah.
Right, watch, we'll see. We'll see. Now, look.
No.
I'm not betting money. Come here, look.
I'm going to bottle it.
No, watch. I guarantee you. We'll go on to it now. And I guarantee you...
How much do you want to bet?
I don't know about anything now.
You know him, Louis.
Oh, I don't know him.
You know him, Louis. Deep down, you know him, Louis. That's why you don't want to accept the bet. Oh, yeah, speaking of bets, we still have...
Yeah, you're right. He went 2008, then he went to Portsmouth for a year, and then went to Spurs. But he was already playing for Spurs beforehand.
Told you. No, he didn't.
You did?
No.
He used to play for Spurs, it was his first team.
Fuck off, now.
Yeah, so I'm not wrong, Mick.
Nah.
Technically, neither of us are wrong. Yeah, because I said he was playing for Spurs beforehand, but he did.
Are you far in?
Yeah. He played for Spurs.
Get your phone, let me check.
Look at his first team. Went on loan twice and then got bought by...
It doesn't count, though.
It does count, because I said he played for them beforehand.
Never played.
No, look.
Zero appearances.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, he still played for them.
No, he didn't.
Oh my God, he did. For two years, played for them. Went to Queen, went to QPR, went to Portsmouth.
Hold on,
he went to Portsmouth twice. Spurs twice.
Actually, let me check again. Hold on. Doesn't count.
It does count.
Nah.
Does count. I wasn't wrong. Technically, I wasn't wrong. Technically, we was not wrong.
Nah.
Look.
Never played a single minute for him.
Look, we leave it.
It doesn't count.
No, it does count.
He was at the club, but he didn't play for him. They're talking about playing for him. Didn't play a single minute for him. So, no, it doesn't count.
Still play for him.
No, he didn't.
Still play for him.
Nah.
Still play for him.
If you play for him, that means you've played a minute.
No, but it doesn't matter. He's still, that's his team. He plays for his team. Like he's there to play for his team. He probably didn't go on the field, but still. Anyways, technically I'm not wrong. So we'll just drop that. Anyways. No, I'm not.
You're wrong. Actually, guys, we'll do a poll about it later on. Once the episode's out, we'll do a poll on Monday.
Poll
is John right or wrong? Who's right? Me or him? We'll do a poll later.
Technically,
on.
I'm not wrong.
No, you're wrong.
Remember Gareth Barry? Forgot he existed.
Oh, yeah.
He went to City. You know that one of City's weird signings that you got to try and make your team good? He's joined in, like, rob, like, key players from loads of different teams. Like,
we robbed them off Villa. We used to rob loads of players.
Players off Villa. Villa and Arsenal used to rob.
Oh, yeah.
You were.
They're bitches.
Who did you rob again off? He's got Nasri. Did you? You didn't get Walcott, did you?
No.
No, he's got Nasri. Who else you got?
Sanya, Clichy.
Oh, Clichy, yeah. And
Nasri. Carlo Torres
as well. Man, that's bad out. Like,
Carlo Torres.
That's
off
bad out.
Villa.
He didn't rob any players off us besides Tevez. Because
Tevez just wanted to join us.
No, he got rid of him. No, we kicked him out basically. We wanted to get rid of him. Then he hadn't fight. Anything that. If a player has a fight with Ferguson will always get rid of them. David Beckham.
Then what about Villa? We took Barry, Dev, Milner, Grealish off him.
If we never got rid of David Beckham, Ronaldo would have never came to us. And if Ronaldo never came to us, imagine Ronaldo never kicked off. We kickstarted his legacy. His, do you know what I mean? It happens though.
Yeah.
So imagine if he never had that knock with like through the football boot. Beckham would have played for us till. We probably would have won a Champions League extra. We probably wouldn't have won that Champions League, you know. But man, that was the end of his career. He just wanted to be in the spotlight for his last season.
Yeah, I think that's enough football, isn't it?
Yeah, would have won. We'll end that to football.
I think we should talk more about current events now, man.
Current events? What current events do you want to talk about?
Last week we talked about a couple of times in the podcast. Jake Paul and Tommy Fury for. I've seen that fight.
Yeah, you've seen that fight. What do you think of it? Do you know what do you think of it? Give you an honest verdict and then we'll get into that.
To be honest, we kind of feel bad because I did say it's going to be a bit of a close fight.
You said Jake Paul would win, didn't you?
Hmm?
You said Jake Paul would win.
No, I said Tommy. I think Tommy would win. I said if Tommy kept the distance and just jabbed him, he's going to win the fight. So I'm right.
Tommy didn't really keep the distance though. That's the reason why he was...
Why, you think he got dropped?
That's the reason why he wanted a smaller ring.
They keep the distance, jabbed his head off. He just killed him.
He was keeping close to him as well a lot of times, trying to hit combos. but he was trying to keep back a little bit. But when he was going in close. Mm-hmm. But
that was probably Tommy's easiest fight. Fucking
no, but there was
them bin men would have had a fight for Tommy than Jake.
It was a shit fight, man. It was one of the worst fights I've ever seen. It was so bad. Jake Paul just got humbled, man. And do you know what? He's like, oh, run it back. But there's no point, man. There's no point in running back because you're gonna lose again.
What does he want to run it back? He got scaled last time. And to be fair, like, Tommy's had so much pressure on him. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So much pressure on him, because if he lost that fight, his career is over. Now, that second fight, that rematch, he's going to be a lot more relaxed. He won't have that pressure on him anymore. I think he'd knock JQ in that rematch.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I think he just needs to, Jake needs to, like, just forget about that for now and fight KSI.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's all he needs to do. Like, he needs to just chill out and probably fight someone share, just keep his form up. And then if he beats KSI, come back and fight Fury. But there's no point in going back if just to lose again. Like, you're going to lose, you're just on a, you're going to be on a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. You're just going to be like what McGregor did. You're just getting your ego now. Just accept your loss. Mm-hmm. Come back for it later when you're a better fighter.
To be honest, Jake was a bit humble. He did give him his credit. McGregor was fucking
trying. No, use excuses, man. Typical Paul.
Yeah, dude. We know that. But still, like, he did respect Tommy. McGregor doesn't respect anyone if they beat him. He'd fucking threaten you. The same when fucking Poirier beat him and he broke his leg.
Oh, when is he fighting him again, actually? When is he, not Poirier, when is he fighting
Chandler?
Yeah.
Don't know yet.
I think it's only in, like,
still not confirmed yet.
No, end it is. I think it is. No, it's not, end of the year as far as I know, is it?
I think it is end of the year. They're doing the fucking reality TV show, like, The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
They're doing that, so they're counted. But still not confirmed when they're going to fight exactly. McGregor needs to fucking lay off the steroids for us to lose some weight.
Is that on telly yet, is it?
Hmm?
Is that on telly yet?
Well, the Ultimate Fighter now, it's end of May, yeah. They're filming it now. He's in Vegas.
Yeah, he needs to get off the juice, doesn't he?
Yeah, he needs to get off the juice. It's so obvious he's on the juice. He's not natty.
Yeah, it's funny. It is really obvious that he's on that.
Yeah.
But, oi.
And McGregor hinted at it. He hinted at taking steroids.
Wait, what did he say?
He hinted at it. He didn't say, I'm on steroids, but... That was a few months back. He did tweet something about fucking, we need to take some shit to fucking help me leg here and all that. He's fucking guilty of sin. He's alluded to taking steroids. He didn't say directly, yeah? But he's on steroids 100%.
Wait, no, to be honest with you.
But to be honest, he'll never get caught because it's fucking McGregor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, he's so valuable to the UFC. So they're going to fucking bribe USADA or whatever the fucking drug testing agency is. USADA, yeah. They're going to blow USADA whenever McGregor tests.
It's like City in the Premier League, isn't it? It's how they won the league back in 11-12.
Hardly, bro.
Oh, it is, yeah. 100%. Hardly. Oh, no, 100%.
Nah.
But look, we'll move on from that.
What else have we got current events? Well, here in Andrew Tate's got cancer. You know Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got cancer.
Hardly does.
Oh, I think it's fake to me.
No, obviously that's fake, man. The amount of fakes
I think it is fake.
He's still locked up, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been locked up.
There's something dodgy about that.
To be honest, I don't like the guy, but...
They were trying to get him. They've been trying to catch him. Him and his
to be honest, why is he still locked up? He hasn't even been charged yet.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I mean. They're trying to get rid of him.
They're still trying to find more evidence. There's no evidence they could find. And he's still in prison. Him and his brother. It's fucking mad weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely fucked up, but that's just like the new world order type of stuff. Like, you know, they're trying to hunt him down because he's making people open their eyes to all this stuff.
Yeah.
But, the world's corrupt.
Yeah, actually, speaking of Andrew Tate, I don't really like him, and I don't agree with most of his views, but you know what view I actually agree with him? Vaping. I totally agree with him on vaping, because I can't stand people vaping. Do you know what I mean? Fucking games vaping, they're thinking they're killing us. Winds me up. And we used to vape, by the way. We used to vape years ago. Don't vape anymore. But Jesus Christ, seeing people just vape. I totally agree with them. They only breathe vape, do you know what I mean? All they do is just vape. That's what they do.
No, it's a TikTok thing. As soon as people are buying them, and like, it was all over TikTok. People that don't even smoke are buying vapes, you know?
Exactly.
For the sake of it.
Cause look, I agree with Tate on that, and I don't like the guy. Fucking breathe air, do you know what I mean? Fucking hell, look, these people piss me off. Like, on my way here, right, I've seen two young ones fucking vaping. Look, I just smelled the vaping. I was fucking fuming. I just want to fucking tell them off. Fucking throw the vape off the blame bus. Do you know what I mean? Dummy blame heading, but But just stay quiet, stay calm, because I don't want to be a fucking dickhead to people. Do you know what I mean? But Jesus Christ, I was so close to fucking throwing that vape and fucking breaking or something. Really does me head in. Like, it's all right if you're vaping to quit smoking, do you know what I mean? People do that. That's okay. But vaping, just because, for the sake of vaping, pisses me off. Then disposable flavour yokes does me bleeding head in. Wrecks me head.
Yeah, I don't vape now, but I have vaped a few times, but I just buy it just for the sake of buying it, because that's what people are doing now. It's just like a little trend that people are doing.
Yeah.
But they are worse than smoking, being honest with you, because I'd be vaping for the day and I'd be chilling out in bed. I wake up the next day and it just feels like I'm coughing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Being bits. But you'd never get off the smoke, really. But yeah, I do be in bits the next day. And to be honest with you, I think they're eventually going to get banned, because people are just buying them as, like, not for the sake that they're smoking. Because look at for the cigarettes, they used to be flavoured, like crush balls and all this. They used to have flavour, like little things, like, you know, little balls inside the cigarettes. They used to crush them,
mm-hmm.
and give you like strawberry flavour and stuff. They mm-hmm. banned that, so they can only have menthol, and then they banned it completely, where you just can't get them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can get like mint flavour, I think, six smokes some places, but like all the Silco Choice and Double Choice, they got rid of them because people are just buying them just for the sake of having like a strawberry flavoured smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So people are having strawberry flavoured vapes.
Yeah.
Little disposable ones. They're gonna ban them. Find a way somehow to ban them.
I think the only way you could vape is, you know, like a medical prescription. Mm. Like if you want to fucking quit smoking, just fucking get a prescription off a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
But not the flavour jokes. Not the flavour jokes. Normal vapes. Like 100%. An e-cigarette. Have it prescribed by a doctor and you can vape to help you quit smoking. That's it. Then fucking flavour jokes. Fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Game the bean.
No, 100%. I agree with you. Do you know what? I was only just thinking there, like, it'd be great to have someone's view. Have somebody that's on with their view of, like, because it's somebody that smokes vapes and have their view of it. Just to count that, like, just to debate about it, you know.
A debate, yeah.
Really, we're just putting it down. Like, we're not really debating about it now, but look, yeah. It'd be great to have somebody on. Like I said to you, oh, I'd love to have somebody on that believes the earth's flat or something like that, because I just tear it. And I wouldn't tear into them, you know, I wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I want. I want to help the debate, you know, like, I
love a conspiracy theorist on, you know, somebody that's really into
that conspiracy. I voice my own views, and the other person voices their own views, and then we try and find the middle ground, and if we don't agree on it, then so be it, agree to disagree. I don't want one where we just argue and fucking shout and scream at each other and fucking rip into each other. I don't want that shit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit, it's not good for you, it's so unhealthy. I want a healthy debate, do you know what I mean?
You should get somebody on that actually thinks the earth's flat. Like, we actually want somebody on, like, just to hear them. Because you listen to Eddie Bravo, he's some character to get on. The stuff he says, he's like, the sky, the stars aren't there, it's all fake and all. Like, it's mad stuff he thinks of. We were never to the moon. Like, I believe we were never to the moon. There's good reason behind it.
Yeah.
I believe the 9/11 was the American government that did that for specific reasons. But I don't start thinking, like, fucking, there's the Sasquatch and all this shit, like, you know,
nah.
Bigfoot and all existing.
That's not real.
Mad stuff, like, you know, I don't believe in all that shit now, to be fair.
It's probably a hairy cunt, do you know what I mean?
Loch Ness Monster and all that, like, so I don't believe in all that.
You see the picture of the Loch Ness Monster? That black and white picture?
But they're all fake.
That's fake. That's someone swimming. When you bring me a clear. That's someone swimming. That's not the Loch Ness Monster. Looks way smaller. The bleeding fucking head. Looks out there. Looks like a bleeding hand. Someone's swimming. Do you know what I mean?
You bring me a clear video. A clear video of just something there. Then you'll know it's real. Just a clear video. But everything's always like in the distance or like just about like a glimpse or something.
Yeah,
like that. That's how they can be faked. A lot of them are fake. People just have a lot of time. Photoshop
and all edited. Especially with today's technology.
Oh no, the funny UFO ones
things.
The UFO ones are funny, man. They're
oh,
funny
gosh.
Like some of them are just so obvious. They're fake, like.
Yeah.
But did you hear one thing though? That NASA, this is actually true though, this is crazy. NASA did announce that there was this pilot that someone brought, Joe Rogan brought on, and then there was another guy that they brought on. But basically, I think it was a couple of years ago, probably it was in the 2000s anyways, these jet pilots, there was two of them, they were going along, but this is true, this is 100% true, man.
Mm-hmm.
And NASA even announced that, yeah, there is UFOs, but we don't know what it is. That footage is real. But basically this military, American military, they were tracking something along the sky, but they obviously didn't purposely track it, but they used to just do that really routine. And this object, they said they seen it from like a distance, and it was on their tracking. This thing was just going like straight, stopping midair, going down, and they said it was going along the water, so close to the water, just really fast. Like, mm-hmm. He said it would dart up and then go left and right. It was doing all these movements that we can't do it, like, obviously. And I'd have to show you the video, but basically, they basically said, NASA came out and said, yeah, this is real, that there is, we didn't want to say UFO, they said unidentified, like something phenomenon or something like that. This is true, that we've been looking into it and stuff,
yeah.
And that's true, that this is real. So they basically announced that there is UFOs, but we don't know what that is. But it's a UFO, obviously,
it might not be an alien UFO.
It might be something completely from space, like something different. They mean there's unidentified it might not mean it's alien, just means unidentified flying object.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be anything, but it was nothing that they could, like, the American military. This footage released and it was real, 100% real. I could try to get it for you now, but yeah, it's crazy. Like, and then apparently the American government, they opened up a new, since like all this stuff recently, they opened up a new like military corps. It's like the space corps or something they opened up.
Space corps.
Yeah, it was
the one with Trump.
Yeah.
Was it called Star Wars?
No, it's not called Star Wars. What are you on about, Star Wars, man? No, they called it like the space corps.
It was definitely
something.
Like one of them being space.
They have military, and then they put like space corps, like it's space. It's like the USSC or something. It's like if there's a name for it or something. But they opened a new branch of government, of military, like the space, because they're getting real unidentified flying stuff. Like they're
mm-hmm.
they're more concerned about what's out there
mm-hmm.
now, which is weird, you know. Like, and this was only proven real by NASA.
Yeah.
So let's see, try again now. Watch. I feel like Joe Rogan doing this. He used to always be like, "Hey, I'll get the video for you now."
Yeah.
It's mad, but you can see Joe Rogan when your man comes on and Joe Rogan, he talks about it, like the pilot.
Okay,
and he's like, yeah, this is weird, like the way it was when it was made, it was caught on camera, like they had to put on the news, like,
yeah, that's mental.
Like, they know there's UFOs out there, and then they make the military corps. Trump comes out and makes a space marines corps, like,
fuck me,
it's weird, man, isn't it?
Fucking hell,
it's mind blown. And look, it's all on the news, it's on your history and everything.
Well, that just blew me mind. Mind blown, isn't it?
Yeah, it is mind blown. It is really mind blown.
Fucking hell.
And they've been catching them a few times now.
Mad.
Like, it was flying real low today. Apparently, he said it was. I'll try to get up on Joe Rogan real quick.
Yeah, go on. Basically, they're telling us what we already know. Just a bit more detail, do you know what I mean? But it's crazy.
See that? See it coming out of the water? Zoom.
What?
Yeah, because apparently they got one in the water as well. Like, they just stop and they'll stop real out of the water. They'll go way under. They'll just jump up. Like, there's ones where they're seeing them come out of the water now. It's mad, like.
Holy
UFOs
fuck.
Are real. We don't want to do listener questions anymore because everyone wants to surprise. That's.
Of who the guest is.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. But yeah, 100%. We don't mind.
Yeah.
We'll get rid of them. No more questions.
No more questions, no.
No more questions. It's all finished for.
Only we could ask the questions now, yeah.
Yeah, we're the ones asking the questions. It's not you, it's sicky as all. But some weird questions we've gotten over the months, you know?
Stop. That's a good reason.
Well, the best one was like, how often do you want to have a wank and all this? Oh, that was gas, man. That was like for your man, like, what?
Yeah.
Who was it for?
Gary Dempsey.
Gary Dempsey. Yeah. How often do you wank?
Fucking hell, my face went red.
How often do you? Yeah, I know. How often do you wank?
Red.
That's brilliant.
Oh, those guys, but never again. You don't want them mad questions when you have a guest on. You know what I mean? The mad sex questions. Because we always get the fucking sex questions.
Yeah, there's always one cunt that turns around to something so fucked up.
We know. That's what we're not doing anymore. That and the soft boys, you know what I mean? We'll announce it on Instagram, of course, like after we record the episode, but not before. You know what I mean? And as well, another good reason we don't want to do that anymore is because sometimes when we announce that the guest is coming on, they don't come on at the end of the day, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they cancel last minute, because I don't want to fucking let people down, do you know what I mean? Say, oh, I'll bring this person on. Doesn't happen, do you know what I mean? And then we look like a cunt at the end of the day, so none of that, do you know what I mean? So that's it. That's the death of the listener questions. No more. Anyway, I think that's it. That's the whole episode.
Yeah, so we wrap that up anyways. We had a little listen to what we was talking about with the UFO thing. Yeah, that was mental. And I just showed Aki, gave him the video of it. But yeah, it's crazy. You think that's real? There is UFOs out there. It's confirmed. NASA confirmed it. The American government confirmed it. Donald Trump confirmed it, basically. Yeah. You know? But look, don't need to be talking about that anyways for now. Look, it's, you never know, you can believe in it, you don't have to believe in it, but look, it is what it is anyways. But
that's for another time.
Another time, yeah. Maybe next time we've been in contact with aliens or something. We can have a chat about that. Yeah, you bring an alien on the podcast, you alright? Next guest.
I wouldn't
surprise me with you and the guests you get on, like some random guests. Random, you get like, I don't know how you get half these people on, like, and then some of them that actually say yeah, that you'd be surprised, and then obviously it falls through, but I'd be surprised to even be trying them, like big names and all. Maybe like getting back to you by email and all. But look,
yeah, don't be spoiling it now.
There's no spoiling anything. Don't spoil anything. But look, we'll try to get another guest on for next week. We'll see who we get on. We might be a little, try to get someone interesting on, a bit of a character on. No, we get another DJ on, maybe. Get a bit of exposure.
We get exposure, or they do?
The fucking we.
Both.
No, not even, man. We get the exposure.
Oh, true. They're the ones who made us relevant in the
fucking yeah. But, anyways, look, we'll wrap it up for this week. It was good having a little chat now, getting back for, what did I miss out on, two episodes, did I?
Too much me.
Ah, Jesus.
I don't know.
Should have got, what's his name on?
Who?
Your man that used to be on the tree, Leffy.
I did bring him on.
Yeah, no, should have brought him on again. Should have asked him. So, do you want to come out with the Blanche and come on to the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I'll be for his podcast. Yeah. It's long overdue us coming on to his podcast.
Yeah, but he's miles off.
I know.
Tell him we'll do it tomorrow, if he wants to.
What, me flying to Blanche again tomorrow? I don't know.
Well, he's not about him collecting us. If he wants.
I don't know, because I'm staying up all night to watch UFC. John Jones coming back and all.
Yeah, that's grand. Oh. Well, but that's not going to be till about 6 o'clock in the morning, isn't it?
Well, no, but I'm staying up the nose. I'm going to watch Ian Gary's
We'll see.
I'm going to watch Ian Gary's Way. He's an Irish fighter. I'm going to watch him. He's in the prelims, though. And then, obviously, like, so the fights, you know. I don't know, he came with me.
I might stay up. I don't know, we'll see. See what the story
watch
is.
Watch Ian Gary. Watch Valentina. Then watch John Jones. The only reason I want to watch it in the first place is because John Jones.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's kind of loud. People gonna be watching it tonight for him, like.
Yeah. Actually, just see the way Ian's McGregor came in after the fucking John Jones way Ian's for his film. McGregor's making a film with your man Jake Gyllenhaal, Roadhouse. Some mad Hollywood film. So basically, once they finished the real way Ian's, they done a fake way Ian's for the film with Jake Gyllenhaal and some other fucking bloke. I think he used to fight in the UFC. It was fucking mad. It looked real, to be honest. It was a bit cringe, but it was real. It looked mad weird. They done their fucking weigh-ins for the film.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have to have a look at that.
They literally filmed it, yeah, you could see it.
Yeah, no way. I'll have a look at it now in a sec.
After you finish it.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was literally, they fucking filmed the same right, the actual weigh-ins looked mad. Dana Wood, you know. Fucking them having a blade slight. Now, your man Jake Gyllenhaal slapped your man. It looks
slaps who?
The opponent.
Yeah.
The opponent, obviously.
So what's McGregor's? Yeah, no, what's McGregor's role in this?
McGregor wasn't in the scene, but we think he's like one of the main guys in it. I was seeing a few pictures and all. His fucking tattoos, I think, as well. It's not his actual tattoos.
So what, Jake Gyllenhaal's?
He's playing a different character, McGregor.
Oh.
Talk about McGregor, he's playing a different character. He's not playing McGregor.
Yeah.
His tattoos look mad different. I mean, I think he plays one of his fucking mates or something, helps him in. Fuck, it's an action film, do you know what I mean?
I suppose, yeah. Right, look, lads, it's an hour and 40 minutes, and like, we've got a life, so.
Well, less than that.
Less.
A lot of things here.
Right, fair enough, so there probably is like an hour and 15 minutes of footage.
Having a clue.
About that, and yes.
I'll say an hour and 20.
An hour and 15.
An hour and 20.
An hour and 15.
An hour and
20. No, 100% an hour and 15. Because if you watched that video, that was like 15 minutes over time. An hour and 15. Plus all the show you had to take out before. An hour and 15. Tell you
an hour and 20.
Tell you now. An hour and 15, yeah? Look, lads. I'm going to end it at that note. Anyways, till next week, I suppose. Thanks for coming on. Welcome. Thanks for coming on. To the, blah, blah, blah. Fuck off, man. This always happens. It's brilliant, man. I'm going to say thanks for coming on. It's like I'm so used to being a guest here, and I'm just like, thanks for coming on. But look.
Well, yeah. Thank me for coming on to you, Gaff.
Yeah, look. Thanks for coming on with me, Gaff. Thanks for listening, lads. Till next week. We'll be us. Go on.
Can I keep that?
What?
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for... Yeah, yeah. Talking to the chair or something like that. Yeah, yeah, Sam, thanks for coming on, yeah? Go on, lads. Thanks for coming on. Thanks, Aki, for being the tech guy.
Oh,
I'm the star, he's the tech guy, and he found it funny.
Yeah, we'll do a poll later on.
Say, are you the star? Say, who's the star?
Once the episode's out, we'll do a poll on Instagram.
Who's the star?
Who's the star? Say, for Jordan.
No, Aki, the star, the tech guy, that's what you do.
No, I'm the star and the tech guy, and both.
Oh, yeah, the tech guy. Can't be both, man, you can't be both.
Yeah, we showed up to every single
You're
episode.
You're the tech guy.
Every single episode.
The tech guy has to. The tech guy has to. There's no choice. He needs to be the one that's recording them.
Yeah, I'm the main guy.
Oh,
everyone knows
he's the tech guy.
Yeah. Now, I'm the star, yeah.
I'm the star of the show. What do you mean? It's gone for 3 weeks and the whole Instagram and Twitter stalemated for 3 weeks.
Twitter's always stalemated.
Lewis and followers, mate. Well, Lewis and followers.
Yeah, I'm the main guy, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Vote for me, guys, yeah?
Oh.
Make sure
you
vote for me.
Well, yeah, so that's how you win,
now,
because, yeah.
Vote for me.
Yeah, vote for me. Yeah, go on, just vote for Aki, yeah. Right, go on. Right, I'll see you all later. Right, love yous.
Right, see you next week, guys.
Yeah, see, he doesn't love us, you as I do. Alright, listen, nice. Sorry.
Yeah, I love him, man. I love him.
Oh, no, hold on. Don't be dick riding these now. Please vote for me. Please vote for me. No, we don't do any of that. Look, everyone, freedom of speech out here. Freedom of choice as well, so
look, leave it to them. Oh, stop. I love you more than Jordan loves you, just saying. Yeah?
Alright, relax now.
Yeah.
Relax now, you're fucking about to blow your muck here talking to the fucking mic. We're done, goodbye, God bless.
Right, see you later, bye bye.